Joining us now by phone is Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and I hope you're enjoying this beautiful January day.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh, this has been just a terrific month so far. Here we are halfway through. We have not yet had up to the freezing temperature. The warmest temperature recorded so far this month, this is kind of interesting, happened on the very first day, New Year's Day, like about 1 minute after midnight. And from that point on, it went down. That was 20 degrees during the night, and from that point on, it's been down. And though we did get to 20 degrees this week, we've been, for the most part, less than that kind of consistently. It's just been terrific. Well, the big news, of course, is the snow that came yesterday. It started here around 2 o'clock in the afternoon and was still snowing as late as I could tell. We were out for a walk between 8 and 9 o'clock, and it was a beautiful snow consistently. It was also very interesting to note just how bright it was. We are at the near the full moon time of the month. The full moon will be on the 19th, but we are approaching that, and so we are in the waxing gibbous stage, and the waxing gibbous, to me, is one of the best times to get outside at night before the moon is really full. But anyway, the light was so bright from the moon above the clouds that even though we had clouds and snow falling, it was still bright enough to easily see as we were walking. Quite a fascinating snow. I estimate we got about 6 inches total here around our home. It's a very fluffy type of snow. Weather Service Duluth, as of midnight, recorded 4.4 inches of snow. Now, an interesting sidelight of that is that it translated into less than a quarter inch of precipitation. Now, the typical rule most of us have heard is that 10 inches of snow equals 1 inch of water. Well, that varies tremendously. And here we have an example where it would be more than 20 inches of snow equal 1 inch of water. It's a very dry snow. And when I was out doing a little shoveling this morning, it was very easy to shovel. So thanks to the cold temperature that followed up, we had a temperature of about 15 degrees last night. This morning, we woke to a temperature of about 3 above. And the cold apparently is supposed to return. We've had a few days in a row here now where we have not been below zero at all. And that's been untypical to the first part of the month. And now we're going to be going back where we should see some sub-zero temperatures. One last comment about the statistics of the snowfall. This most recent snow gave us about 10 inches of snow for the month of January so far. And as of the middle of the month, that's pretty much normal. January gives us close to 20 inches of snow, and here we are halfway through with 10 inches, so we're pretty much back to normal. I was afraid we were going to slip below normal. For the whole season, now we are more than 60 inches above, and the typical at this time is 41, and we are not yet, I always consider February 1 as being halfway through the snow season, so we have plenty more to go. It's been a terrific ride so far, and to see plenty more. This is snow has brought out just astounding conditions for animal tracking. It's just been wonderful. Wow, it's just like every time we get these new little snows, the whole slate is covered, wiped clean, or as an old teacher would say, the blackboard has been erased, and a whole new set of tracks can come out. And I have been finding them every day this week. I found about 20 different kinds this week. Now, I don't want to expound on all of them, but I would want to talk about the one group that I saw, and that is the members of the weasel family. They are all very active. They do not hibernate. We have two members of the weasel family in this area, badgers, which you probably don't have, and skunks that will, if the weather gets really cold, they'll curl up and they'll sleep for a while. They're not really hibernators, but they will sleep, and so we don't see the tracks of them too often. But the several other members I did see. We have three kinds of weasels that stay active around here, all of which turn white, the short-tail weasel, the long-tail weasel, and the least weasel. I did not see the tracks of the least weasel, the tiniest one, but I did see the tracks of the other two, and they are a hopper, very energetic, hopping through the snow, and they hop in such a way where they appear that if you look at the tracks, they appear to have only 2 feet. And the way they do that is they push off with their front feet when they hop, and their back feet come down and land at the same spot where the front feet were. Now, that's quite an accomplishment, and I suggest you go out and give it a try. But the weasels do this, and they do this while they're hunting and usually at night, and they're extremely energetic. And if it means tunneling through the snow, they'll do that. If it means climbing, they'll do that. It's just you want a really good workout, go find some weasel tracks and follow them. Boy, they just go everywhere. Then they have their bigger cousin. I mentioned last time about finding fisher tracks. That was one I've seen several times this winter. Well, I was out one day this week, and I was looking around at the fisher tracks, and then I went off to a nearby woods in a different direction, and I found its cousin, the pine marten, the tracks of the pine marten. So both of those are also hoppers in that same style. And then I visited Jay Cook State Park on Wednesday morning, and I was along the St. Louis River there, and one of the critters I was looking for was the bigger member of that family, the otter. And yes, sure enough, there was otter tracks along the river. The critter had been going along in the water, and then at one spot where the ice and snow was completely covering the water, it climbed up and then slid down to continue. So plenty of tracks to be seeing out there. Our snowpack now is getting nice, close to 20 inches. It's just excellent. This is just a wonderful, wonderful winter so far. Then a couple of comments about birds. I have mentioned in the past how by the time we get to the 1st of January, I find the birds that come to the bird feeder have pretty well settled down and stay there. Well, there is an exception to that, and that is some of the finches will come and go. Up until this point, I've been having the only finches that have been visiting have been goldfinches, and they are welcome. But they're a bit sporadic. They'd come in small numbers some days and up to 40 or 50 some other days. Well, this morning we had a visit from a purple finch. First purple finch of the whole winter. And I was curious whether it's going to stick around. And then yesterday I saw a flock of red bulls. Now, they weren't at a feeder, but they, once again, the possibility they'd come. I've had other people tell me they've had both evening and pine grosbeaks, so who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, with this snow and with the cold moving in, we may see some finch changes at the feeder. So, well, enjoy the full moon, and, you know, full moons of January are outstanding to get out and see with the reflection of the light off this new snow. We'll probably see it tonight if it's clear. It's very bright. I would suggest that it's a great time to get out and do cross-country skiing by moonlight.
All right, Larry.
So, take care, have a good one, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning at about 9:30 for the North, our Weekend Outdoors.